Praise and thanks be to the Lord for the precious songs. I think when we sing about Israel and what God has planned for them, we think back perhaps to the prophet Ezekiel 38, where he says that his people will be brought back to their homeland in the last days. And then everything is described there that will come and how it will be for the people. But one thing is certain, God will be with them, because it is His mighty hand that has brought them back, and He will be with His own. I believe the same is true for us. He will be with those whom He has chosen for these days and for this time. Perhaps I would like to read just a short passage from the Gospel of John before we pray, from the 16th chapter, from verse 25. Gospel of John 16, from verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world, and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Up to here, this precious and holy Word of God. We are so grateful to God that even in our day He has no longer spoken in parables, but has made known to us openly what is still outstanding for our time, and has made known to us what is still to be made known. And that is why we are very grateful to the Lord for this speaking in our day. And we are also grateful for this marvelous last verse, These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. We know that most people do not have peace, and some who perhaps still pretend to have peace do not have it either. But those who are in Christ Jesus have peace. Peace with God. And that is why we are glad that He has brought us His peace. In the world, He says, you have tribulation or distress or fear, and that is a fact. We know how things are for us, how everything is. But then He says, but be of good cheer. This is a precious word and a call to us this evening, that we can be of good cheer if we have Him, If we have believed Him, then we can be confident. We can be safe. I have overcome the world. And we can also be overcomers with Him. And so let us thank and praise Him and give Him the honor this evening and lift up His holy name. For He is ours and we are His people, the flock of His hand. Even we are not many tonight, but the Lord has said, where two or three are gathered in My name, there am I in the midst of them. And we believe with all our heart that He has not yet taken back this promise, but that He will keep it. And we believe with all our heart that He is also in our midst this evening. And that is why we want to rise and worship His name. Let us stand up to do so. Faithful God, we thank You with all our hearts for this hour of grace. Lord, we have come to worship, to lift up Your name, for You are our God. We are Your people, the flock of Your hand. Lord, in many a trouble, in many an affliction, Lord, as also Your people Israel. But Lord, You have spoken these words, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world, and we too may overcome with You. Thanks be to You, O Lord. Praise, honor, and glory to Your wonderful and glorious name. We worship You. Lord, let Your glory be revealed tonight. Lead us on, Lord. Faithful God, speak to us, O Lord, through Your precious and holy word, Lord. Refresh my brother, O God. Give new grace. Give new strength, Lord. We know You are present, and therefore we worship You and praise Your grace and Your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Receive the thanks, receive the honor and praise from all our hearts and from all our mouths. Lord, if there is something not pleasing to You, take it from us, Lord. Remove it so that You can reveal Yourself through Your good and Holy Spirit. We worship You in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. We have heard a marvelous word that we could immerse ourselves in and reflect on. Every word of God is worth reflecting on, letting it speak to you. And here the Lord says, I have spoken all these things to you in parables. But the hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in parables. And that is the point that people do not understand. They read the Gospels and don't realize that the Lord only spoke in parables. And they talk about the parables He spoke about and have not yet realized what He said. And therein is the big trouble to this day. And once we have grasped this properly, that the time in which we are now living is precisely the time of which He spoke, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in parables. If someone reads 100 parables in the four Gospels, they still don't know what they are about, unless the Lord has revealed the secret of the parable. What did He say in Matthew 13? To you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. To the others, I have spoken only in parables, so that they may not see with seeing eyes, and hear with hearing ears, and come to the knowledge of the truth. For the truth is still hidden in the parables, unless it is revealed. Otherwise, we stop at the parables and talk about the parables. You know very well that many books have been written about the parables, and everyone has interpreted them differently. But the hour has come when it has pleased the Lord, no longer in pictures, in parables, but to speak freely and openly with us. And those who do not take in this speaking of God, but continue to deal with the letters alone, will one day have to realize that they will be just like the people of Israel, who read the Psalms and the books of Moses and the prophets, and what was over their eyes? A veil. And what veil was over their eyes? The veil of Moses, whose books they read. The veil of Moses, whose books they read, was over them. And what does Paul say? It is only taken away in Christ. How grateful we can be. Even today, the veil of Moses, and perhaps even the veil of Christ, lies over them, because Christ is veiled and not revealed to them. But in the last book of the Bible, it says in verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. And by this we recognize the love of God, that he speaks to us, not only in parables, but has revealed to us the understanding of his word and given it to us by grace. That's why we really don't want to talk much tonight. God has spoken. I think we should pray. We should seek and find unanimity in prayer. We should find the right volume and let God give us the right words so that we can all pray with one accord that God can answer us. I've had to think a lot about the Sermon on the Mount over the last few days, and the Lord has said so much in it, not only addressed to the people back then, but also to you and me today. And we do well if we take every word to heart. Let it speak to us and allow the Spirit to work on us. The Lord said then, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. He said, in the world you have fear, tribulation, and distress. All that is here. But he says, be of good cheer, despite the hardship, the fear, the difficulties, be of good cheer. Isn't that marvelous? He didn't say, I'll take away your troubles. I'll make sure you don't have hardships. But he said, in the world you have all this, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And I don't know if it wasn't John who was thinking of this word of the Lord when he wrote that faith is the victory that has overcome the world. Jesus, our Lord, says, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." And John writes and wants to tell us, "Be of good cheer, faith is the victory that has overcome the world." Which faith? Your faith or my faith? The faith God has given you and me in Jesus Christ, our Lord, who triumphed on the cross of Calvary and overcame the world. It is not my faith and not your faith, but His faith, which He has placed in our hearts, in Him. But it is marvelous how the men of God have placed the words of the Lord anew upon the lampstand. And I sometimes think that we as believers work something on our salvation all our lives and do not realize that it is finished and accomplished on the cross of Calvary. How many believers are preoccupied with themselves all their lives? They turn 60, 70, and 80 years old, and even more, and are still preoccupied with themselves and their salvation, and have not been able to lead anyone else to the Lord, because they have always looked at themselves and thought, "Well, you are not worthy, and you have failed here or there, and who are you anyhow? Can you even talk to others about the Lord? There is still this and there is still that." More the enemy does not need than to put such thoughts into us, to paralyze us, so that we don't bear witness and tell other people about the grace of our God. Beloved, we are not here to deal with ourselves and our problems all our lives. We are here to realize that God has accepted and had mercy on us, and that we may be His eternal property by grace, and that we can trust Him completely and totally. He who said, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Moses did not say this, nor did Isaiah, or Paul, or Peter. It was said by the one to whom all power in heaven and on earth has been given, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. "Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." And John calls out to the believers that the faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Then we can quickly ask the question, what is unbelief then? If faith is the victory of God, what is unbelief? If faith is victory, then unbelief is the opposite of victory, right? Namely, defeat. The defeat. What do we want now? Do we want to believe so that God can reveal His victory? Or do we want to commit ourselves to unbelief so that defeat only needs to be signed? I mean, we are here to believe. That's why we are believers. If we don't want to believe, we can remain unbelievers. And the unbelief of unbelievers is not a bad thing, but the unbelief of believers is a very bad thing. And our Lord has said that those who believe, these signs and wonders shall follow. Beloved, there is nothing left for us to do but trust the Lord anew and seek His face in our prayers, and He will be found. All this, said the Lord, I have spoken to you in parables. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in parables, but will give you complete clarity about everything. And we can say with certainty that the hour has come. He has spoken to us in total clarity. The divine things and mysteries are not veiled in riddles and images, but these riddles have been solved, and the meaning of all the shadow images has been made known. But the prophet in the Old Testament said of our Lord that He would open His mouth in proverbs and speak to them in parables. Thus it was written, and thus the scripture had to be fulfilled. Today we can thank our God. May God's cause be laid upon our hearts even more as a burden. And God has a purpose for everything, and He will fulfill this purpose. But I think it must be even more important to us that you remember me and the brothers who minister here with a word. They must feel when they stand here in the front that every word is believed, that the hunger is there, that you stand behind us all in prayer. And that is how the connection to each other and to God is established. That is the point of preaching the word. And I believe that God will give us even more grace in the future, as He has done so far. Praise be to His wonderful and glorious name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your grace and for your faithfulness, O Lord. Lord, we see your reign, we see your power, we see that you have everything in your hands, O Lord. We see your guidance, and we also see your leadership, Lord. Not as we want to go, but as you want, O Lord. That's how we want to go. Lord, you once said, go out. You will no longer go where you want, but where I want. I will lead and guide you, faithful Lord. Lead us also as you wilt, Lord. O faithful Lord, continue to do your work as you will. Use, Lord, our dear brother, Lord. Use all of us, Lord, for your work and for your cause, Lord. Lord, we also ask you to give grace also to the people in Zaire, Lord. O faithful God, Also the government, Lord, the ambassador, everything we lay before you, Lord. Faithful God, we know that you are able to do marvelous things, Lord, before you take your own home, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, that you speak to us no longer in parables, but you have revealed to us the absolute truth and the mysteries in these last days. We thank you for this and praise your holy name of Jesus. You said, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. On the cross it was accomplished. Finished. Hallelujah. To you be the honor and the praise and glory, Lord. After the perfect revelation of thy word, thy name, and thy will, may the perfect revelation of faith and the perfect confirmation of the revealed word come in the end, not just piecemeal, but perfection be manifest. Lord, we believe with all our hearts that you give the perfect revelation of thy word by grace. Lord, here we are. Do with us, in us, and through us what pleases you. May my ways be your ways, thy thoughts be my thoughts, thy word be my word, your power be my power, and may thy gospel be preached in a worthy way and be confirmed for a witness to all nations. And may this be the beginning for the glory and praise of your name. Bless the ambassador, bless his house, and all members of the embassy who have heard your word today. Lord, bless the meetings in Zaire. Bless the responsible brothers. Open doors and gates. Prepare the ways through the wilderness, O God. Praise and glory be to you. Bless the sister who will return. May she be like the Queen of Saba, that she returns to her people to testify of what you have done. Lord, bless also our dear sisters. Be with them and with all those who are on their hearts. O God, we pray today for all brothers, for all sisters, for all who lie down, who cannot help themselves, who cannot cope with the circumstances. O God, you are the Lord. Come to our aid. Give us your hand and lift us from the dust and place us on higher ground. Lord, turn our lamentations and complaints into songs of praise, so that what is written may be fulfilled. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord upholds the victory. And the faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the victory that has overcome the world. Lord, you want to tell us and make us realize that we should grasp that you have conquered and overcame, and let faith grasp your victory and realize that you have overcome for us. Lord, there will be a multitude of overcomers with you, all who overcome shall inherit all things, and they shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Lord, thy word is my testimony. I thank you for it. And the testimony is the revelation through your Spirit. Thank you. Praise and honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, take away the spiritual bonds, break all ties, and loosen us in heart, soul, and spirit, and loosen our tongue, that it praises you and give thanks to you. Hallelujah. Praise be to you, Lord. It remains the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Hallelujah. Praise, honor, and glory be to you. You call out to us, blessed are they who hear the words of the prophecy of this book and keep what is written in it. My God, thank you. Praise, honor, and glory from eternity to eternity. Amen.